Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Differ We Must: How Lincoln Succeeded in a Divided America is a 2023 work of narrative history by Steve Inskeep, best known as a journalist and host of NPR programming. The book examines Abraham Lincoln not mainly through battlefield chronology or constitutional crisis, but through the problem of disagreement. Inskeep uses encounters with a range of figures, including Joshua Speed, Frederick Douglass, William Seward, George McClellan, and Mary Todd Lincoln, to show how Lincoln argued, listened, compromised, resisted, and recalibrated across a fractured political culture. The title comes from a Lincoln formulation about honest difference, especially over slavery, and signals the central purpose of the book to study how a democratic leader functioned among people whose interests, prejudices, ambitions, and moral commitments often conflicted. The result is a political biography focused on temperament, persuasion, relationship management, and practical judgment in a nation moving toward and through civil war. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lincoln understood disagreement as a condition to manage, not a problem to erase. The central idea of Differ We Must is that Lincoln did not succeed because he avoided conflict or achieved easy harmony. Inskeep presents him as a figure who accepted disagreement as a basic fact of democratic life. This matters because the United States of Lincoln time was not merely divided by ordinary party disputes. It was divided by slavery, sectional identity, economic interests, race, religion, and competing ideas of the Union. Lincoln had to operate among people who disagreed with him morally, politically, and personally. The book emphasizes his willingness to keep conversations open while also recognizing that some differences could not be dissolved by courtesy alone. In this framing, disagreement is not sentimentalized. Lincoln could be patient, strategic, evasive, direct, conciliatory, or firm depending on the situation. Inskeep uses this pattern to distinguish Lincoln from both rigid ideologues and empty compromisers. The value of the book lies in showing that political leadership often depends on judging which differences can be negotiated, which must be endured, and which require a decisive break. Secondly, the Joshua Speed relationship shows the limits of friendship under the pressure of slavery. Lincoln's relationship with Joshua Speed is one of the clearest examples of the book's interest in personal bonds shaped by moral conflict. Speed was a close friend from Lincoln's early adulthood, yet his family background was connected to slaveholding society. Inskeep uses this relationship to explore how Lincoln could preserve affection and conversation with someone whose social world reflected values he increasingly opposed. The point is not that friendship solved the slavery question. Rather, the relationship reveals Lincoln's ability to remain engaged without fully surrendering his own moral discomfort. This is important because Lincoln's political development did not occur in isolation from private experience. His views were tested in letters, visits, loyalties, and arguments with people he knew personally. The Speed example also clarifies why the book avoids a simple heroic portrait. Lincoln could be cautious and incremental, but the persistence of the slavery issue forced him to define boundaries. In Inskeep's account, the phrase behind the title captures a mature recognition. Some disagreements must be named plainly, even between friends. Thirdly, encounters with rivals and allies reveal a practical theory of coalition leadership. And a major strength of Inskeep's approach is the use of individual encounters to explain how Lincoln built and maintained power. Figures such as William Seward and George McClellan illuminate different problems of leadership. Seward represented elite experience, political stature, and possible rivalry inside the Republican coalition. McClellan represented military talent, public reputation, and resistance to presidential direction. Lincoln had to work with men whose abilities he needed, but whose egos, assumptions, or strategies could conflict with his own. The book, therefore, treats leadership as a practical art of using imperfect people in urgent circumstances. Lincoln could not choose a government composed only of loyal admirers. He needed rivals, skeptics, ambitious subordinates, and independent personalities. This makes Inskeep's account especially useful as political analysis rather than simple admiration. Lincoln's success depended on knowing when to absorb criticism, when to let a subordinate retain dignity, when to overrule, and when to replace. The broader lesson is that coalition leadership requires emotional discipline as much as ideology. Authority is maintained through timing, restraint, and credible judgment. Fourthly, Frederick Douglass highlights Lincoln's growth under pressure from moral critics. Frederick Douglass plays an important role in any serious account of Lincoln and emancipation because he represented abolitionist urgency, black political intelligence, and criticism from outside the formal structures of presidential power. Inskeep's focus on encounters allows Douglass to appear not simply as a supporting figure in Lincoln's story, but as a pressure point on the presidency. Lincoln had to respond to people who believed he moved too slowly, spoke too cautiously, or subordinated justice to Union strategy. That criticism was not incidental. It helped define the moral stakes of the war and expose the limits of moderate political language in the face of slavery. The significance of Douglass in the book is that Lincoln development is shown through interaction. He did not enter the presidency with every later position fully formed in public policy. He adapted under military necessity, political pressure, and moral argument. By including Douglass, Inskeep makes clear that Lincoln achievement cannot be separated from the activists, citizens, soldiers, and critics who press the nation toward emancipation and black enlistment. Lastly, the domestic sphere is treated as part of Lincoln political education. Inskeep also turns to Lincoln household and marriage, especially the role of Mary Todd Lincoln, to argue that private life was connected to public capacity. This is a distinctive aspect of the book, though some reviewers have found the treatment of women less fully developed than other sections. The underlying point remains important: political skill is not formed only in legislatures, campaigns, and cabinet meetings. It is also shaped by habits of attention, patience, conflict management, and endurance in intimate settings. Mary Todd Lincoln was politically aware, socially ambitious, and personally controversial in the public memory surrounding the Lincoln family. A discussion of their marriage can illuminate the pressures Lincoln carried while leading through war, grief, public criticism, and party conflict. Inskeep appears interested in how domestic management and emotional strain affected political behavior, rather than in treating home life as separate from history. The implication is that leadership character cannot be assessed solely through official decisions. The private arena may reveal the same capacities and limitations visible in public action tact: avoidance, loyalty, frustration, resilience, and calculation. In conclusion, Differ We Must is best suited for readers interested in Lincoln, presidential leadership, American political culture, and the practical mechanics of governing in a divided society. It will appeal to those who already know the broad outline of the Civil War era but want a more focused account of how Lincoln dealt with people rather than only events. The book offers intellectual value by shifting attention from Lincoln as an icon to Lincoln as a working politician who had to manage friends, rivals, generals, reformers, critics, and family members. Its practical benefit lies in its sober treatment of disagreement. It does not imply that civility alone solves moral crisis, but it shows why listening, timing, and relationship management matter when institutions are strained. Compared with many Lincoln biographies, Inskeep's work stands out for its organizing structure around encounters rather than a full cradle-to-grave narrative. This gives the book a selective but useful angle. It studies political character through interaction. Readers seeking exhaustive military history or a deeply specialized study of emancipation may need other works alongside it. Readers seeking a readable, analytically framed portrait of Lincoln as a democratic operator in conflict will find it a distinctive contribution to modern Lincoln literature. If you would like to support Steve Inskeep, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.